Okay, there we go. Here we go. Look at quite a few. See them?
It's a muggy spring afternoon in central Missouri, and farmer Ralph Voss is digging through a sloppy patch of cow poop with researcher Wayne Bailey.
Well, there's another one.
Voss has just found some of his farm's unseen workers, dung beetles.
Anaphodius femitarius, very common dung beetle all over the world. Wayne, help me. Quarter of an inch long, maybe?
I wouldn't have noticed the beetle if Voss hadn't pointed it out. It has a shiny black head and a tannish back and seems perfectly content to be crawling through fresh cow feces. This beetle survives, like all dung beetles, by sucking the juices out of fresh dung.
A lady from the University of Texas refers to cow pies as a dung beetle slurpee.
Dung beetles often collect fresh dung and bury it below the ground for their offspring to eat. And that can save farmers like Voss a lot of money. By getting manure in the ground, dung beetles increase grazing area, improve soil nutrients and water absorption, and even reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Most importantly, they prevent parasites and fly larvae from breeding in the dung.
So if you get dung beetles in sufficient numbers to suck all of the juice out of the pie, the fly eggs in that pie are going to perish. It's that simple.
Farmers like Voss have reason to be excited. It's been estimated that dung beetles save U.S. farmers hundreds of millions of dollars a year. But that number could be much larger. Dung beetles have been declining for decades, and it's partially thanks to the very farmers the beetles are helping out. Many farmers treat their livestock with drugs called wormers that kill parasites living in the livestock manure. But these wormers can hurt dung beetles, too. Here's Wayne Bailey, a researcher at the University of Missouri.
You know, I have my own farm that I lease out for cattle, and at this point in time, I can't find any dung beetles on my property because of the wormer they're using.
Bailey is spreading the word about less harmful ways to use wormers, but he also has bigger plans. Most of the dung beetles in the Midwest work too slowly to meet farmers' needs. Hardworking dung beetles in other parts of the U.S. can't survive the Midwest winters.
So we would like to try to build those populations that have adapted to the colder winters to build up in numbers and spread across the state.
That's why Bailey is starting a project to research and breed dung beetle species for Midwest farmers. He thinks that with a little help, dung beetles could join earthworms and honeybees as major contributors to Midwest agriculture.
What we really need is our dung beetle species that fill in the whole season.
Yeah, there has been talk of bringing in a lot of species.
That's Dr. Sean Whipple. He got his PhD studying dung beetles in Nebraska.
It's made a big difference in places like Australia. They brought over a bunch of species from Africa and Europe, North America.
Australia has been introducing exotic dung beetles for decades, where they've been credited with reducing huge fly and pest populations. But Whipple warns that non-native species could potentially drive off native dung beetles and reduce biodiversity.
You want to be careful anytime you bring in a non-native species into a habitat.
Some introductions have already taken place in the southern U.S. Farmer Ralph Voss dreams of seeing dung beetle numbers like those he's seen in Louisiana.
You just cannot believe how many dung beetles there are in southern Louisiana. Enormous numbers. They just devour cow pies. They just destroy them.
Voss is hoping that better dung beetles are on the way and that Midwest farmers like him will soon be getting some free waste management. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob Grace.